here's a story from The World.
Over the weekend, voters in Chile went to the polls to elect 155 citizens to rewrite the country's constitution. The results are quite startling. Voters favored independent and leftist candidates over those from the government's ruling center-right coalition. Chile's current constitution was drafted during the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet, which lasted from 1973 to 1990. Julieta Suarez Cao is a political science professor at the Catholic University of Chile in Santiago. Julieta Suarez Cao, what did the results of the weekend election say to you about what Chileans want in their new constitution?
We can say for sure that what Chileans don't want is the same elite people that have been ruling the country, that used to be in government. They want new people writing the new constitution. That's what the Chilean people want.
Now, this process to have elected citizens write up the new constitution, it came out of the 2019 protests over inequality that rocked Chile. What happened then to make this election happen?
I could say it was over social inequality that is pretty important in Latin America in general. But still, it's not just inequality. It's inequality and this feeling that politicians, the elites, did not represent people's interests.
Who made the decision to have this election to create this more democratic approach to writing the Constitution? How did that come out of those 2019 protests?
We were almost 2 months in this violence and riot, and not only in Santiago, in the whole country. Political parties in Congress, the solution they came up with was, okay, let the citizenry decide. Let's call a referendum. Should we change the constitution? Yes, no. And in whose body will be in charge to do it? Congress or a constitutional convention elected just to write the constitution? It was a political party decision, but in a way, it was not a decision. It was a decision to be delegated to the citizenry.
When you look at the parties and affiliations of those who've just been elected to write up Chile's new constitution, what does it tell you about what's likely to be in that new constitution?
Wow, it tells me that they will have to build consensus. Because in a way, I think we can agree that there is some kind of a spirit of a more, I would call it like welfare state with more powers over the market. Chile is a very neoliberal country, and the marketplace is much more important than states in most parts of the country. So I would say they want a different state, a state that is closer to the people in terms of services, but also in terms of citizen participation.
It's interesting you say that because there are set-asides built into this process. There's going to be an equal number of men and women involved in writing up the new constitution. 17 people will represent indigenous groups in Chile. How significant is that?
The gender equity thing is significant worldwide. And for indigenous people, I think it's a landmark for Chile. Chile has a history of conflict with indigenous people, denying even in some cases important rights to indigenous people. So this is a historical recognition for indigenous people to be able to have a voice in the new Chilean constitution.
What's the timetable for getting this new constitution written and who will need to approve it?
They have up to a whole year. They have to have a new constitutional text. But then there's going to be another referendum, and then the citizenry should say yes or no to the new constitution. So we are starting this process. We are not even in the middle of the process.
Julieta Suarez Cao is a political science professor at the Catholic University of Chile in Santiago. Thanks a lot, Julieta.
Thank you, Carol. It was a pleasure talking to you.